Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. And yeah, I'm finally feeling better and feeling great. My voice is just not quite there yet, but I am today. And to for some feedback. So I actually got offered to go host a 10-week health seminar, and I'm really looking forward to doing that. Okay, I hope it works now without those big noises in the background. So I was actually thinking about it. How do I go about doing that? And then I said, why not ask my listeners? I am sure that most of us have attended seminars, webinars, courses, et cetera, et cetera. Were they mandatory, or did you select the one or ones you attended? I mean, sometimes, depending on where you work, they want you to go for EDU, which are extracurricular units, to keep your license up or whatever, or they make it mandatory just to keep your skills up or whatever. And sometimes it's just personal development that you want to do. So what is your reason? Why are you taking courses? Why would you take a health course? So, yeah, what were the pros and cons of attending? Where was the location? Was it great? Did you have to take a extra time to get there? Was it an extra trip? What was the value of the course? Did you get what you invested, be it time, be it money, be it wisdom, be it interest, be it whatever it is? Did you get all that? Did you get some personal growth out of it? How was the presentation delivered? Was it lively, interesting, engaging? Was it in lecture form? Was it a PowerPoint? Was it interactive involved? Those are all questions I would love to know from me or hear from you, so I can figure out how you enjoyed your course or courses the most, so I can make the best presentation, the best, most fascinating, interesting course out of this health subject, and make sure that everybody who's there gets something out of it and is actually happy to be there. So that's why I'm asking you for your feedback to give me all the answers that you can, so I still have time to make some changes to my plans to make it definitely fun. Because as adults or as educators, you don't want to have to teach your students the whole day and then go in a classroom and sit still for an hour and listen to a seminar for 10 weeks. I mean, that sounds just deadly boring to me, and that's not what I want. I want to have fun, interaction. I want to have a learning that goes to all the different learning styles, and that's definitely where you all come in to send me feedback. Either what you've learned and how it worked for you, didn't work for you, or what you would like to see in your next course, whatever it is, wherever you are, because I'm not going to go specifically into where I am. So that would be a good one too. So yeah, wow. And I did ask in my questions here, was the personal development course an EDU to keep your certification up, or was it mandatory by the employer? That all, whether you go voluntarily or you have to go because it's mandatory, changes your attitude on how you perceive the information delivered. So please help me out there. I wonder also if during those courses, you guys were encouraged to do a little bit of physical activity, some breathing, some stretching to get your brain oxygenated, There's a lot going on with breathing that can help. And so I want to know how did it affect you? How did it make you feel when you took a breather? Were you clear in your head? Were you more focused? So share that with me. Did you get to do any arts and crafts or crossword puzzles or something in picture form or demos for what you've learned? So, for example, I don't know what the thing could have been like, but if you had a previous health course or anything, did you guys have some sort of a potluck towards the end where people could present what they've learned and everybody gets healthy food to eat? Or did you learn what to eat and what not to eat that's healthy for you or that's not healthy for you? What was the most fun thing that you experienced and what was the least? So I'm looking forward to really getting serious feedback from you guys so I can do a really good job with these teachers, educators, help them make a big difference in their life so they can then pay it forward and help others be healthy and happy and balanced also. So, So did you learn during those courses that you need to have some free time or some personal development time for yourself? That can be anywhere from 5 to 10 or 15 minutes to an hour. Depends on how much you need, what you're gonna do, and what you can actually do, depending on what the rest of your life is all about. If you have a family with a lot of children who have different activities and different school times and different school places and you have to drive around and all that, it makes it a little bit harder. Even at every red light when you drive your children to school, you can do a belly breathing exercise just quickly while you're on a full stop. And there's a lot of things that I can teach you, you can do. And I just want to know what works for you. What should I use to make your life more fun and to help you live a happier and healthier life? And I will later on share with you how the courses went, just so you have, or the course went in the different sessions, so you can see where your feedback came in, how it helped, and what's going on. So, yeah, I definitely want to include feedback and I want to know what I can do. And as a reward for you to help me out, I offer you a 30-minute free health assessment call, either via Zoom or phone call, where I can see how I can best help you. The place where you send your feedback is either to my coachdenise@ctdigest.net email, or you can voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. Remember, I do not answer the phone unless I have a special, a scheduled call with you, and I know who I'm calling, who I'm talking to, and what about, because I don't want to waste your time or my time. I want to make sure it's proficient, to the point, and it helps both of us for what we want to do. So yeah, that was a very, very short one, just asking mostly for your help, your feedback, what you liked, what you didn't like, what could be improved, what triggered your fancy, what was really incredibly well done for what you did, what was not well done. And so I get to learn and incorporate some of that information and make this a fun experience for my educators who are going to learn for 10 weeks. And then maybe, as I said, we're going to take it over to the students. That would be so totally awesome to pay it forward to everybody so we can actually change the lives in this world, one life at the time, one person at the time, and get people happier and healthier and have a lot of fun, because fun is important. Just feeling like you have to do things out of stress, out of must, out of I have to, get to, should to, ought to. Let's cancel those words. Let's go into I get to, I may, I'm empowered to do this. I don't have to do anything I don't want to do because it is my choice. And remember, I've been using this many a times. When a thought hits you and you're not sure how to take it, stop that thought and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. Then challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are. And ask yourself, is this even true? Is the way I feel even true, or am I making up a story? And then thirdly, choose the behavior that supports what you really want. And I actually colored those three things like the stop signs. The stop is red, the challenge is amber, and the choose is green and go. And so I carry that card around with me wherever I go so I can remember what is good for me, what serves me, what serves the people I talk to or with, I communicate with, I work with. Lord, it's just really all the best that we can do when we work together and help each other out. And that's what I'm asking of you. Remember, you do get a reward, a 30-minute free health assessment where we get to talk about you and your health and what you would like to change. And I can tell you if I can help you or not, because I only tell the truth. If it is something that I know for a fact I cannot help you, because that's not the way the program is structured, or that's not the way my skill set is or something. Yes, I'm very skills oriented. Yes, I've done a lot with my life. Yes, I know a lot. However, I do not know everything. And so with the feedback, with some suggestions, with some information and things, that helps me to grow on a daily basis also. And the more I learn, the more I know, the more I realize there's more to be learned. And that's what's so much fun for me, because my motto is the day I do not get to learn anything new is the day I'm going to start digging 6 feet under. Well, I'm way too young to go there. I want to live another 34, 35 years to hit my 100 and be happy and healthy and do great and set an example for others. And I'm definitely counting on your guys' feedback. Again, email me to coachdenise@ctdigest.net or voicemail or text me to 562-335-4956. And let me know that this is in reference to today's Blog Talk Radio show in regards to hosting a seminar, so I know that I can get back to that email of yours and dig it out of the spam folder, because it has to correct a subject title so I know what to look for. I wish all of you a most wonderful, happy, healthy day. Keep warm and dry and hydrated. And stay happy, healthy, and empowered. Until next week, I'll talk to you then. Thanks so much and have a great day. Bye-bye.